to know, what have you guys been hearing from residents there, and why did you guys decide, maybe Dee Dee, I'll ask you first, why did you decide there was a need for a public meeting?
Well, we got a lot of calls in our office, a lot of emails, as did a number of other places and people, and, you know, as the representative of this district, I feel like constituents and business owners all deserve answers to their questions. There were, this was a scary situation, and, you know, that there were a lot of unanswered questions, even as we now enter the second week, and felt that having all the agencies who were very responsive at the time of the fire and, you know, and came right down from Albany and were there for the first day for the press conference and who have apparently continued to do testing and fulfill all of the things that they felt were appropriate, still needed to be there for the public to respond to the questions and concerns that the public still had. So we called for this meeting last week, and it's scheduled for this Thursday at 6:30 at the West Ghent Firehouse. And this will be the opportunity for people to hear firsthand and to have their questions answered.
And I know that you wrote letters of concern to a number of agencies, both on the federal level, state, and county level. And so will representatives from those agencies be there at the meeting to answer answer questions?
Yes, at the federal level we're expecting the Environmental Protection Agency. The state agencies that we're expecting are the Department of Environmental Conservation, DEC, the Department of Health, the Homeland Security and Emergency Department, as well as Ags and Markets, which I think will be helpful to a lot of the farmers in the area to be able to address their concerns. And then we have the county. We have Bill Black from the county's Office of Emergency Services, who will be attending, I believe, also someone from the sheriff's office. And we have Brian Hemlock from TCI, who's asked to be part of the meeting as well. So I think there'll be a good representation of people who have knowledge and who can answer questions, and hopefully they'll do just that.
It seems like there's been a fair amount of anxiety and uncertainty among residents in the area who say they're not exactly sure what was contained on the site, but there were immediate reports of toxic chemicals, and then the county came in and did, and the DEC did testing, and then maybe the EPA did testing and said everything is okay. But is there any clear sense of what chemicals were being disposed of on site at TCI? Do you guys have either of you guys have a sense? Have you found anything out in your investigations?
TCI's web address is tci-pcb.com.
So, I mean, it does sound like a company whose specific purpose is to dispose of PCBs. Is that correct? Is that your sense, Dee Dee?
Yeah, that is certainly one of their roles. I mean, it's a recycling plant, and that certainly was one of the things they were storing, and you know, that's not a secret. So that was definitely a huge concern following the fire, that's what was burning up. Again, that's why we called for this meeting, so that people could get direct answers about some of these questions. Lots of people have understandably started doing their own research online to try to understand, you know, what the chemical process is, and, you know, how soon do dioxins get produced, and, you know, a whole lot of things that hopefully will get clarified at our meeting on Thursday.
Yeah, I think one of the things that alarmed people was that it was such a huge blaze, and there were numerous explosions overnight. All the first-person accounts describe a fire that was extremely large and woke a lot of the residents up. So they assumed that there, even if there aren't toxic, well, depending on the toxic chemicals there, that there were certainly chemicals on site that were explosive. And since then, most of the word out of the business has been that they're immediately planning to rebuild.
Well, I think the testing that they have done, they say, has shown everything to be, within acceptable limits. I think that it would be interesting to hear from Brian Hemlock himself, because I think he had already plans afoot. That very night, he was granted a building permit to build a new office facility there. So, I mean, he's definitely committed to this area. But, you know, again, I look forward to hearing directly from him. But to your point about the night of, I mean, the volunteer fire department, which did a phenomenal job, as did the rest of the county people, really, they were at severe risk. I mean, I think that it was a great move to have pulled them out the time that they did, because apparently the explosions continued all through the night. And I guess one of the things, my questions is, how come there was no fire suppression in the site there? That, you know, that just seems like such a dangerous situation if the volunteers had been in there at the wrong moment.
One of the reasons that I'm excited about this meeting is because I think when situations like this happen, it can teach us so much about both the power and the limits of our communications infrastructure. And I do think coming together in the aftermath to think about how we can improve some of how communication happens during and after and before, and preventative kinds of communication too can happen. And I know that there's been a lot of dialogue about some of the different responses in some different counties. And I'm curious if that's going to be part of this meeting, if there's going to be a component that looks at how we responded and how we'll prepare in the future.
Well, that definitely should be part of the conversation. I believe it was definitely the bulk of the conversation at the supervisors' meeting the other day. I think what you're referring to is this reverse 911 system that Berkshire County and Rensselaer County and some of the other surrounding areas had, so that people who were living right here in Ghent were actually getting calls from family and friends who lived outside of Columbia County telling them fire, because they had gotten calls, and people who lived just down the road had not gotten any information, and that is certainly something that needs to be remedied immediately.
Well, we're joined in the studio by a videographer and filmmaker, David McDonald, who's been working with the local reporter, Sam Pratt, and they've been going out and interviewing residents there, and I think they've been working with you too, right, Patty?
Yes.
So we thought we'd play, Sam posted a clip of two residents, Dimitri and Barbara Basakalis, do I have that right, Basakalis,
yes,
who